Welcome to My Father's House Podcast, Episode 460. The Word is our anchor. Pastor Sarah Velasquez delivered this message on Sunday, February 22nd, 2026, in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
We're going to talk today about the Word of God. Who loves the Word of God? It's so powerful. There's so many scriptures about the Word of God, that it is the imperishable seed, the incorruptible seed that it never withers or fades, right? And it always accomplishes the purpose for which it is sent out. It is powerful. It's life and healing to our flesh, which is one of the key verses from Proverbs that we're going to look at today. And this whole message could be applied to other things. It's really a faith message, but we're going to speak today in the context of healing. But you could apply it to anything that you are believing for, finances or salvation for loved ones. And because the Word of God is good, it's incorruptible, it's true, it's life, it's healing. But for today's purposes, for the healing service, We'll speak of it in the context of receiving healing for our bodies. Okay, praise God. Who would agree? I'll ask a question this way. Who would agree that the Word of God is the final authority? It has the final authority. Okay, so here's maybe a little harder question. Is it your final authority? I heard some, right. And in the context of healing, if you're believing for healing in your body, that Sister Aaliyah so eloquently described for us, the truth of the Word, what it says is that Jesus already paid the price for our healing. He already did it. And so, it's the truth of the Word of God, but it's a different thing if it's just there, it's the truth, it's over there on my bookshelf or sitting on my coffee table collecting dust. It's another thing if it's my truth. Yes. It's another thing if it's my final authority for the healing that I am believing for. And so what we're going for, the goal is that the truth of the Word of God for healing or for anything that you're believing for is that it becomes your final authority, right? That is... it's the Word of God that marks the line in the sand of, you know, when circumstances or diagnoses or how your body feels or your emotions or what your mind says something else. You have, when it's your final authority, meaning it's what you believe in your heart, then it's a different story. Then it's really strength to you. Then it really is the incorruptible seed of the Word, and it comes alive, that Word of God, it comes alive in your heart. And so that's the goal. Let's start out with a passage in Proverbs 4. Actually, we're going to camp out in Proverbs 4 today. Such a good one. The whole book of Proverbs. Who loves to get a slap in the face? Just read the book of Proverbs, you know, like no hands went up on that one. Nobody wants a slap in the face. And I know I've said that, shared this many times when I was in the biblical counseling school in Youth with a Mission in Argentina. We had to read and study the book of Proverbs. And I'll tell you, I remember just being like, I'm just like being beat up by this book. Like, how can I ever live up to what this says? The book of Proverbs is like, it just brought so much conviction because it's so practical for our daily lives to put things into practice. And so it's really good if you're really brave and you really want Jesus to change you and transform you with the Word of God, read the book of Proverbs for a month, right? And so on the first of the month, hey, we're coming up to a new month, so you can start. March 1st, you would read Proverbs 1 and so on, because there are 31 Proverbs. Are there 31 days in March? I think there are, yes. Okay, so... right, so you have a few days of February because February doesn't have 31 days, right? Right? Okay, I'm not making that up. Okay, thought so. Back to first grade, right? The calendar. Okay, Proverbs 4. my son, and of course, my daughter, says, verse 20, I should tell you what verse we're in, right? That's helpful. Proverbs 4, verse 20 and 22. My son, my daughter, be attentive to my words. That means listen up, pay attention. Okay, so it's the word telling you, not me, to pay attention. Pay attention to the word of God, because the Holy Spirit is here to minister the word that and the words that I'm speaking. I believe he is going to minister to your heart personally, to each one. So, my son, be attentive to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not escape from your sight. Let them, or keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and healing to all their flesh. So, right off the bat, it says, pay attention to his words. Be attentive to my words. There are so many things that we can pay attention to. Am I right? Right. Social media, what the weather's doing, what my body's saying, how I feel, what somebody else is saying, what my coworkers think, and what they're gossiping at lunchtime, and all the things. There's so many things that we could give our attention to. But the Word of God says here, be attentive to my words. My words, what God is speaking. He says, incline, like turn, bend down, right, your ear to what I'm saying. And then he goes on to say, let them not escape from your sight. Keep them right there in your vision, what you are looking at. What is it that you are looking at? Because we can focus on so many things. We can give our attention to so many things. And do you know that? Have you noticed this? That whatever you are looking at, whatever you are focusing on, that becomes magnified, yeah. Right? What you put your attention on, if you're always thinking about, I don't know, the diagnosis that you got, what the doctor told you, if you're thinking about that and thinking on that and you're meditating on that, you're meditating on the wrong thing, right? You're putting your attention on something that's not necessarily, doctors are good, right? Doctors help us, but it's not necessarily what, it's usually not what the Word of God says, that we are healed by his stripes, like we sang in the song. So keep those words, the words of God, the Word of God for healing in your sight. What you are paying attention to, because that's what will be magnified. If you begin to look at, by his stripes, I am healed, 1 Peter 2:24, and you are meditating on that, you're chewing on that like a cow chews on his cud over and over, right? And you're asking God to paint a picture of that for you. That's what will become magnified. And then, you know, sure, you have in your memory what the doctor told you, what the diagnosis is, but that fades away, and what is magnified is what you are paying attention to. It's what's in your sight, right? And then what's in your heart, because what you focus on over and over and over, it will go into your heart, whether negative or positive, mm-hmm. And we all have a choice. So what's in your heart? What's in our heart? Let us have the Word of God be our final authority. So where are we? Verse 22, it says, for they are life. The they refers to the words, right? The words of God. They are life to those who find them and healing to all their flesh. So like we said at the beginning, we have the Word of God. Oh gosh, we have so much. How many have multiple Bibles at home, right? We have the Word of God. We have our smartphones with the Word of God. But have you really found it? Like, have you really found it? And I always thump. Sorry, sound guy. Have you really found it in your heart? Has it come alive to you? Like it says in John 15, right? Verse 7, it says, if you abide in me, this is the chapter about abiding in the vine, that the Lord is the vine and we are the branches, right? So John 15, verse 7 says, if It's an if, it's a conditional. If you abide in me, live in me, dwell in me, camp out there in me, and my words, God's words, the truth of the word of God, if it abides in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. So it's this is further scripture evidence of what I was saying, that, okay, there's the word. It's one thing for me to abide in Christ, to abide in him, to be in him, to dwell in him. It's another thing then for his word to abide in me. How do I do that? You get it in your heart by meditating on it. By asking the Lord to paint a picture of it for you so that it comes alive. That's the best way that I know how to describe it. In my personal experience, I feel like it comes alive. It takes on a life of its own, the word of God. It's different when it's just here. Oh, by his stripes, I'm healed. But no, really, by his stripes, I, Sarah, am healed. That's like another thing. That's when that word is abiding, truly living inside of me. And we all have a choice to align to the word of God when we get that revelation, when we get that rhema word of God. Is when the rhema word is when the Spirit of God breathes life on scripture, which is the written word of God is called the Logos word. It's a scripture that's written all through here. This is full of Logos word, but not everything that's written here is rhema to me. Because I've only had so many revelations of the Holy Spirit speaking to my heart. And then I choose to keep that in my heart there with the rhema. So there's a difference between the Logos, word of God written down, and the rhema, where the Holy Spirit brings revelation to my heart. Praise the Lord. And that's what we need in order for his word to abide, take on its own life inside of us. And it's our choice, like I said, it's our choice to align with that and get that in my heart, or to reject it and say, no, you know, my body, what my body is saying, what my body feels, what the doctor says is greater. You know, what I see with my physical senses, or with my physical eyes in this case, or my physical, like, all my physical senses, the five senses, all of that information, I can reject the word of God because I put that in first place. So it's so important for us to not only abide in Christ, like it says in John 15, but for get his words abiding in you, in your heart. I saw a metaphor when I was preparing this. I was starting with Proverbs 4, and I began to see a metaphor when I was thinking about, I saw this picture when I was thinking about the word of God being our final authority. Like, it cements me. It's what is real to me, and it keeps me anchored there. And I began to see this picture of an anchor, like a boat that is anchored. Right? So, of course, Pastor Sarah had to get an illustration. So here we go, because it's been a little while, right, since I've done, had props and done a whole illustration. So I was, like, in the coffee shop, like, okay, God, give me some creativity. Is that good? Okay. I'm getting gestures from the back. Okay, so here is the Word of God. This is one of my big Bibles. I love this Bible. It's the Parallel Bible. It has NIV, King James, New American Standard Bible, and the Amplified. It is big and it is packed. It is full of the Word of God. Okay, so this is my anchor. The anchor represents the Word of God, right? And I'm the boat. Hopefully I've chosen to be in the boat with Jesus, or have Jesus be in my boat. But my life is the boat. And so I'm going to anchor. I'm going to be smart like all of you. And I'm going to choose to anchor myself. I'm believing for healing. I'm going to choose to anchor myself in the Word of God. So maybe you noticed, maybe not, because I was hiding behind the podium a little bit. Like, oh, Pastor Sarah has this like big buckle on today. This is actually Pastor Santo's buckle. Those of you who recognize it, you know, with the, he wears it for work, the cross. I'm like, okay, we're going with that one. It's got a cross on it and, you know, some cattle, and it's pretty cool. And so so here I am anchored to the Word of God, and I knew this was going to pose a problem because, okay, so just bear with me. So if you're listening on podcast, you're like, what is she up to now? So I have a big buckle, and my husband is gesturing to me. Where, what do you want me to do? Move this backwards? Back? Move it back. Okay, so that I can see my notes better. How's that? Okay, but then I'm going to walk around. All right, so I'm sorry if I do a blunder and like knock something over or... All right, so I was describing to the podcast. So I have this big buckle, and I'm attached. I have a cord, basically. We'll call it a cord, a rope, attached from my belt buckle to the other end of it is a big Bible. So I am anchored to the Word of God. My life is like a boat, right? And what happens when the wind and the waves come, the storm comes, and the storm of a diagnosis, right? The storm of symptoms and illness and disease, because the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, right? The word says that Jesus has come to give us life and life abundantly. Jesus came and he destroyed all the works of the devil. But if I'm not anchored to the Word of God, the rock of God, the truth of the Word, then like a boat in a storm, I'm going to be blown off course, aren't I?
Right.
I'm going to go all over the place. Let's say I'm not on this, and I'm going to be all over the place. When I'm anchored, right, the storm comes, I anchor to the Word of God, the solid Word of God. His words, they are life and they are healing to us. It's that anchor for us. It only takes just one scripture, because you could say, well, she's got a big fat Bible there. Yeah, that's a lot of truth. All it takes to anchor could be one scripture. And I would say, then don't stop there, keep going. But one scripture, one truth that you meditate on to believe for your healing. When symptoms come, when a diagnosis comes, when you have pain and you're feeling that in your body, ask God for a weapon, right? The sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. Ask him for a scripture to stand on. And then you get that in your heart. You meditate on that. God, give me a picture of that in my heart. Give me a picture of me healed because I have that truth that I am anchored to. I'm not going anywhere. I can go like this. I can go in front. I can walk behind it. But I'm not going too far. This is probably only, what, 2-3 feet right here. I am anchored to the Word of God. That is my truth. So the symptoms come, and I put some scripture on here, my specific anchors that are becoming, some have become, some are becoming. It's a process. My personal rhema word of the Holy Spirit breathing life on it that, for example, Psalm 103, that's one of my favorites. Praise the Lord, or some versions say, bless the Lord, O my soul, bless the Lord, O my soul, and let me not forget all of his benefits, who forgives all my sins, who heals all my diseases, right? When that becomes an anchor, it's going to hold me firm, hold me steady when the wind comes, when the wave comes, when the pain in my body that I'm feeling or something I can see on my body, lesions or what, you know, something visual, then that's my anchor that I fight with, that keeps me steady, that keeps me on course to going toward his call for me, his destiny for me, which is to receive that manifestation in my body, right? I need to receive it. Praise the Lord. As long as we are anchored to the Word of God, our boat will stay steady. It'll stay on course. It'll stay connected to Him, the healer, right? We want to stay connected to Him. So here's a rhetorical question. What are your anchors? What are your specific scriptures, your specific weapons that you fight with, that you are standing for, whether it's for healing or believing for something else? Find a scripture in the Bible and you use that to fight. Use that. Let that be your anchor. Praise the Lord. We talked about our physical senses, our soul. Our soul is our mind, our will, and our emotions. And so, you know, it's hard to be sick. It affects your emotions when you're sick or having pain day after day. And so that can get you really discouraged. I used to be a really big baby, right? Right, honey? My son's nodding back there. Yeah, a really big baby. And maybe sometimes I still do fall into that of like, I'm sick, I don't feel good. No, stop. Where's your anchor? Get your anchor out. Stay on course. I am healed by His stripes. Sometimes I even like, I'm starting to open my mouth to say something negative that goes against the Word of God. And then, right, you guys hear me say, those that live with me, you know, say, and it's like I'm turning myself around and I say, I don't say the hokey pokey. I say, I am strong. Turn myself around. Yeah. I distract myself when I preach, but it's okay. Don't mind me. I used to work with little kids, preschoolers. So I turn myself around with, I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. That's what I need to be saying. Or by His stripes, I'm healed. Or I forget, I praise the Lord, oh my soul, forget not all His benefits, right? That we just said, that forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. This one right now that I'm dealing with, this pain that I'm dealing with, it has to go. I do better when I speak out loud. Because sometimes we tolerate a lot, and we tolerate a lot of things in our bodies when we're talking about, you know, in the context of sickness, and we just, and even thoughts, you know, gosh, it's such, the mind is where the battle is, right? And let's talk about this. Let's talk about the difference between a thought that goes against the Word of God coming to your mind and a thought when something gets lodged in your heart, because it's two different things. It starts with when the enemy tries to get us to believe his lies, it starts with in the mind, right? It starts in our soul, mind, will, and emotions. And so we start having this thought, oh, you're kind of weak. Oh, you're a big baby. Or, oh, you're really feeling this. This is not good. Who says that you're healed? You know, you better XYZ, you better do this, you better have that operated. You know, all these lies start. But with every thought that comes, I have a choice. I can entertain that. I can keep dwelling. I can keep meditating on those things. Or I can shoo it away like a bird. If it's a bird coming to bring a thought to me, I can just say, no, you're not going to stay and make a nest here. You're going to keep on going, birdie shoo, right? Fly on, because I'm not entertaining that. If I entertain it, the more I entertain it, the more I meditate on that, what's happening to my anchor? Like, this is getting a little loose, right? This gets looser. And before you know it, like over time, that bird, that thought that has come, it begins to make a nest, right? The nest is more like that's getting down into my heart. Like I'm really believing that. It's not just a thought that comes and goes and I can kick it out, right? But it's going to be like over time downloaded to my heart of that's really what I'm believing. Now I'm entertaining something totally something totally different. And this, which represents the sturdy belt of truth, it's a piece of our armor, that begins to fall a little, right? The sturdy belt of truth. It's faltering, right? If I'm not basing myself anymore, if I'm not abiding in his word, and specifically the word that he's spoken to me, because where he gives you light, where he brings you revelation, that's where you have responsibility, because the Holy Spirit knows those things that he's spoken to. It's come alive in your heart. It's up to you to maintain that, right? Where you have light, you won't fall again in that area. Fear not. Right. But you have there's where you have light, there's responsibility to walk in that. So you keep your sturdy belt of truth buckled on firmly. And when those thoughts come, you shoo them on like you would shoo on a mosquito or a bird. No, you can't house yourself here. You can't make a nest here. You keep on going. I am anchored to the word of God and what that says. And that is my truth. Solid in the word. So, how do I anchor myself to what God says about my healing? We're going to keep going in Proverbs 4. We left off in verse 23. I'm going to read these five. I'm going to read these five verses, and then we're going to unpack them. Should I stay connected? We'll stay connected. Okay, anchored on the word of God. This is how I anchor myself to what God says about my healing. Proverbs 4, verse 23. Keep your heart with all vigilance. Other versions say, guard your heart. For from it flows the springs of life. Put away from you crooked speech and put devious talk far from you. Let your eyes look directly forward and your gaze be straight before you. Ponder the path of your feet, then all your ways will be sure. Do not swerve to the right or to the left. Turn your foot away from evil. So these verses, we're going to unpack them now, will tell us, give us a kind of step by step, how do I anchor myself? That's all well and great what you're saying, Pastor Sarah, but how do I do that, practically speaking? How do I anchor myself to what God is saying to me about my situation, about my healing, so that I can receive it and that becomes my reality and that's what I'm living and walking out? Well, let's go back to verse 23, the first part. Guard your heart, or keep your heart with all vigilance. That's with all vigilance is like other verses use the word diligence, right? So that is intention. That is making it happen. That is doing it. It's not just, oh, we'll just see what happens. We'll just see where the wind takes me. No, it's setting your sight on a goal, setting your heart on the word of God, right? With all vigilance. I think of the like all night vigil. You stay awake, you're alert, you're praying all night, all vigilance. You're paying attention to what's in your heart. Because maybe there's some stuff in our hearts specifically about our body and what our body is experiencing and about what the doctor has said about any pain that we're having or any sickness or disease that we have going on. Maybe we have some things in our hearts that aren't lined up to this. So we need to keep our heart. We need to do like a garden. We need to weed out the weeds, right? We need to make sure there's good stuff in there. We need to tend to our heart, because it says, for from it flows the springs of life. Everything about my life, it comes from my heart. It comes from what I believe in my belief system, right? That's going to dictate what I believe is going to dictate my mood, my emotion, and therefore my behavior. What I choose to do is going to be lined up to what I'm really thinking. So hopefully I'm getting what I'm really thinking and what's really in my heart lined up to this, because then I will be able to walk out my healing. I'll be able to receive it. So find your anchor. If we're going back to this metaphor of the anchor and the boat, find what your anchor is for your situation and get it in your heart. Tether your heart to it. Can't tie this up here on my heart, but tether your heart to it. Because your heart is the place where all of your life flows out of that. Amen. The whole boat is going to go in the course that it's in, the direction where it's lined up to go, right? Ephesians 6:14, we talked about the sturdy belt of truth. Here's the scripture for it. Stand firm then. When the doctor's saying this, or you're feeling the pain, you're woken up all night, you're being tormented by the pain or the symptoms that are plaguing you, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist. It's around your waist. That's the core of who you are. That's the center of gravity. It's where the Holy Spirit is housed. When you receive Jesus, you receive the Holy Spirit. Many times people like point to their belly, you know, because it's like the core of who you are. It's the core of you. So that's where the truth goes. You know, when you read through in Ephesians 6, all of the pieces of the armor, it goes around your core, this sturdy belt of truth. It's sturdy. I need it to be sturdy. Praise the Lord. You need it to be sturdy. But don't take it off. Keep it on. The belt of truth. Keep it buckled around the core and get that in your heart. Guard your heart. So that means guarding your heart like a security guard. Right? When a lie comes, it could come to your mind first, but let that security guard, the guard of your heart, go to work. Wee-oo, wee-oo, wee-oo. We're going to arrest that thing. All the security guards go running down the hall to trap and arrest that lie, so that it, like the bird, it just flies on by. It goes. It's not going to stay. That's part of the process of guarding your heart, the thoughts that come and go. Because if you let them lodge there, they will simmer, 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 and it's going into your heart. That will change what you believe. And it can change for the positive too. Praise the Lord. When you meditate on the Word of God and you put that into your heart, You can change a thought. You can change how you think about a sickness, an illness, or what you're experiencing. So guard your heart. Be ready to cast down the lies. Yes. And then back to verse 24, we're going to keep referring back to this, right? Because we're unpacking it verse by verse. So Proverbs 4, verse 24, put away from you crooked speech and put devious talk far from you. So when I have the truth, my anchor, really, for real, in my heart, then my speech, my words are going to line up to that. If I believe that I am healed, then no matter what my body is telling me, then that's what I'm going to speak out. And so our words are like, is it like a thermometer, like thermostat, to kind of gauge for us what's really in my heart. If you want to know what's really in somebody's heart, just listen to them. Listen to their words. The words will give you clues to what's in their heart, right? There's a scripture that says that. From out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so we need to guard our words. And so if we notice that our words are not lining up to what the anchor says, not lining up to the Word of God, then the alarm could go off again, right? I'm going to guard my heart. I need to keep focusing, keep putting in that word in my heart so that, because when it's really there and the word is really abiding in you, that's what you will speak. That is what you will, it will just flow out without you even trying. It won't be a striving. It's, if you believe you're healed, you will speak that. And somebody says, oh, you don't look real good. No, but I'm healed by Jesus' stripes, because I'm not basing the outcome on what my body's telling me or what it looks like. I'm basing it on the truth of the word of God. So yeah, it may not look like I'm healed, but Jesus says that he died on the cross for me so that I am healed. It's already taken care of. It just hasn't manifested in my body yet. But I'm healed by Jesus' stripes. And so when you really have that in your heart, that is what you will speak out. Mm-hmm. So guard your words. Let your words line up to God's truth. Praise God. Verse 25, fix your gaze. And of course, different versions kind of use different phrases or say it a little bit differently. Verse 25, fix your gaze. Or here, the version I'm using is ESV. Let your eyes look directly forward and your gaze be straight before you. Like, sometimes we need these little guard rails. Don't look at other things, right? Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Straight to the word of God, to the truth of the word of God. Keep your sight, your spiritual sight. We're not talking about physical things, your physical information that comes from your physical senses. We're talking about keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. He's the author and the perfecter of your faith. Keep your sight there on Jesus, what he did for you, of how much he loves you, because Jesus is the word made flesh. And so you're not only tethered, anchored to the word, the logos word of God, you're tethered to Jesus, the word made flesh, like here in my heart, I'm with you. And so if things are taking a long time, or, you know, discouragement tries to set in, or something happens and you're confused, or, you know, it's you're getting like discouraged or disappointed. You know what? You're anchored to Jesus himself. The word, yes, the word of Christ, but the word made flesh, Jesus, the fourth man in the fire with you, walking through whatever you're walking through. And so if you're getting a result that's different than what you're praying for, you're tethered to Jesus. He's right there with you. Keep your eyes on him, because it's so easy. And I speak from personal experience. It's so easy when it's a long, chronic, long-standing thing and it doesn't seem to be budging, or it doesn't seem to be going the way that, you know, the word says it should go. Well, you're tethered to Jesus. Keep your eyes on him. Keep your heart soft to him. Not, why is this happening to me? Don't harden your heart. Keep looking at Jesus. I've had times where it's like God has ministered to me over the years when I felt stuck or tempted to be discouraged. And it was like Holy Spirit has said to me, lift up your gaze, like you're looking down, because yeah, it's like in your mind you know this, but you're not experiencing that, so you stopped looking at me, because it was like this elephant in the room of like, I can't look at you, Jesus, because it's not my reality, it's not what I'm walking out, and it's painful, it's hard, right? Because I know what your word says and I know what your best is, but just remember, in all of that, you're tethered to him, the word made flesh, and he walks with you through all of it. He walks with you, and you can keep your sight, your heart, your eyes fixed on Jesus, because he's accompanying you through the pain, through the questions, through the why is it taking so long, through the whatevers, because he is right there with you. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. Praise the Lord. I am preaching now. Okay, I need a sip. Preaching to myself. So let your eyes look directly forward and your gaze be straight before you. Don't turn your sight away from Jesus. That's where we get into problems and we try to do things on our own strength, don't we?
Yes.
Amen, oh me. Help us, Lord, to keep our sight on you always, even when it's hard. All right, verse 26. Fix your feet on the safe path. What's the safe path? Verse 26, ponder, ESV says it this way that we read, ponder the path of your feet, then all your ways will be secure. Well, the path of your feet is your actions. It's your steps, right? And we talked before about what's in your heart will influence your emotions. It'll influence your mind, your will, your emotions, right? So whatever you're believing in your heart, that's going to influence your emotions, which is going to influence your actions. So if I'm believing that I'm, even though I'm trying to believe, right? I say up here mental assent that I want to believe that I am healed. But let's say, you know, things are taking over and all this stuff is happening, and I get my sight off of that, and I start to believe that, you know, something, a lie. I start to believe that, well, I'm not really healed. Well, my actions, my heart belief is going to lead me to an emotion about that, discouragement, sadness, right? After that comes where I put my feet. It becomes my action. Like I'm going to begin to plan my funeral. Go listen to Sister Trish's healing testimony on our website. Commercial, www.mfhfw.org, healing tab. Click on the healing tab, scroll down a bit. You will find Trisha's healing testimony that she did here with Sister Tanya interviewing her a few weeks ago. And that was part of her story that she began, because of what she believed, she began to plan out her funeral. She had it all planned out, how she was going to how things were going to be taken care of. And so the steps of our feet are really important. It's saying here, take action that aligns to really what you're believing, what you want to believe for, what's in your heart, and what you, if your heart, maybe you're not there, but you say, God, I want to, help me get that in my heart. Get that in your heart so that your feet, your actions can line up to that. And you will stay on the safe path. You will stay anchored to this truth. You'll stay on course to what God wants. He wants to get, he's not holding it away from us. He wants to get that to us. It's already ours. It already belongs to us. We just got to get, really, it's this thing up here, this mind. We've got to get our mind renewed, right? So that our body gets in line. And so that what's in our spirit, because when we receive Jesus, we get all the perfect holiness, the fullness of Jesus. Jesus isn't sick, let me tell you. We get all the fullness of him inside of us through the Holy Spirit. So in my spirit, I am perfectly well and healed and whole. I just need to get my mind renewed to that fact so that it can flow up and out of my body when I'm believing that in my heart so that my steps will line up to it. Are you tracking? Is this okay? Is this helping? Okay, praise the Lord. So if I'm really anchored in by his stripes, I am healed, then I'm not going to be planning my funeral. Because if I really believe that, if that's the truth in my heart, then I'm going to be dreaming about the next awesome trip I'm going to take and the adventure and the 5K I'm going to do and the 10K and you know, the whatever. I'm going to dream because that's my reality. And I need to begin to see myself taking those steps. I need to see myself as the hold Sarah, the hold version of yourself, the healed version, whole, shalom, peace, nothing missing, nothing broken. You need to see yourself as that whole person. Because many times, especially if it's a chronic sickness, we begin to see ourselves and we take on an identity of I'm the sick one. And you see yourself sick and, well, I can't go on that vacation. I can't do that thing. I can't run and play with my kids. I can't, you know, you have all these restrictions and your life just gets small, right? Because of the sickness or whatever, because of what's the scripture that says, so he thinks in his heart, therefore he is. Is it something like that? Oh, there you go. Proverbs again, giving us a slap. Getting slapped today, brought to you by the book of Proverbs, right? So he thinks in his heart, therefore he is. So you can determine, because that's where life is coming out of your heart, you can determine what the course that your boat's going to go. Let it be anchored to the word of God. And then your feet will be on that sure path, that safe path. I know I've shared this before. Psalm 16 has become really special to me. In Psalm 16, verse 11, it says, you make known to me the path of life. And the Lord spoke to me and said, you are on the path of life. Like, fear not. Sometimes it may look different than what you think. It may, you know, take some turns or whatever. But if you are on the path of life with me, the word made flesh, like I talked about, I'm grabbing hold of Jesus, then you can't go off. You're tethered to him. You can't go off track, because with Jesus, there is always life. With him, there is always healing and wellness and wholeness. Maybe it's going to look different, right? But there won't be failure. There won't be death. There won't be defeat. So keep your heart soft. Keep looking at him. Keep your feet on the sure path, and he will walk you through, always on the path of life. Always. As long as you stay attached, connected to Jesus, you will be on the path of life. And then it finishes and it says, what does it say about joy? There's joy in my presence. Right? Because there, where life is, where Jesus is, he brings you joy. He is joy. That's who he is. And you will experience that. Okay, so the fifth one, verse 27, it says, basically, the short version is, do not swerve to the left or right. It says, Proverbs 4, verse 27, do not swerve to the right or to the left. Turn your foot away from evil. Evil is what doesn't line up with the word of God. Evil is based on a lie, right? And so evil would be the place of darkness. Keep your foot turned away from evil. Do what's right. You're anchored to the word of God, so walk that path. Stay on the path of life. Don't be distracted by other things. Don't be pulled off to the right, to the left, he's saying. You know, in James, it talks about being double-minded. And the double-minded one thinks one thing, one day I'm healed, and the next day, oh, this headache, this thing, and I'm not healed and I'm dying, you know, and it's like back and forth. It says, he says in James 1, whoever is, you'll be tossed back and forth, who is double-minded, like the wind and the waves, like the waves tossed to and fro. We don't want to be double-minded. So anchor yourself to the word of God and get it in your heart so that you are not tossed around. Turn your foot away from evil, from darkness, from lies. Stay on the sure path. Okay, so let's review. The first one was from verse 23, right? Guarding your heart. You're going to guard your heart. This is how you anchor yourself in the truth of the word of God, what he says about your healing. Guard your heart. Get your anchors, your specific weapons to fight with. The sword of the Spirit, the word of God. Like I wrote some right here on these little cards. Paste them around your car, your windowsill where you stand and wash dishes, on your bathroom mirror. Get those in your heart. So guard your heart. Guard your words is the second one. Fix your gaze, the third one from verse 25. Fix your feet on the safe path. That's the fourth one, verse 26. Fix your feet, stay on that safe path. And the fifth one, do not swerve away, verse 27. stay right there, anchored, staying on course. Do not swerve away. So there's some scriptures that talk about this, about believing. When you pray, that you believe the truth of the word of God, like we're talking about, getting it in your heart. And then it says, the scripture says this, I'm not making this up, that you will have what it says. So let's look at that. Mark 11, 23 and 24. Says, truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, there's like the unstable mind doubting in his heart, but saying, you believe and you do not doubt in your heart, but believe that what he says, this is a lot about saying here, will come to pass, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. It's about faith. You can't see it yet. We're walking by faith, not by sight. But when you have it, you get that word in your heart, you believe and you fix yourself there, and you don't stray away from that. You don't move off of that. And then this says, when you do that, You pray, or you believe when you pray. You don't believe when you see it. Like some people say, I'll believe when I see it. No, I believe now because that's what the word of God says, even though I don't see it with my physical eyes yet. But God's word says that I am healed by Jesus' stripes. So whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. Steady, firm, anchored to the rock. And we already talked about, I'm just going to read this one again, John 15, 7. I'm landing the plane. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. Okay, so I'm really going to end with this. The Hebrews 6, it talks about an anchor. And in this context, he's talking about hope that comes from God's oath. Some versions say oath, or his word, or his promise. So it's God's word, what he has spoken. And that's the this in this sentence, or in this scripture. So Hebrews 6, 19 through 20, it says, we have this hope. So this hope, if you read before and in the context, he's talking about what God has said, what God has promised. So we have that hope, what God has said to us, as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It's firm and secure. It's steady. Praise the Lord. You're digesting this, I can see. Holy Spirit, we thank you. Let's just pray. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are here. You are our advocate. You are our helper. You are the one that always points us to Jesus. And I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are ministering to each heart and each life. I thank you for the precious word of God. The precious word of God. Oh, let us value more your word, the incorruptible seed of the word, God, that accomplishes the purpose for which it is sent out. I thank you, God, that you will come alongside and you will help us this week get words, get a specific word to fight with, that becomes our sword. When the lies come or the circumstances show the contrary, that we are firmly anchored in your truth, and that we can get that truth, the truth of your word, in our hearts, God, that we will keep our guarding our, not only our heart, that we will guard our words, that we will line up, Father, to what you are telling us, what you speak to our hearts. Let it come alive. Bring revelation to each heart and each life. Those that are fighting sickness, those that are fighting pain or fighting symptoms, speak to their hearts. Give them highlight in your word the specific armor, the specific sword of the Spirit, that specific scripture with which they can fight, so that they can fight against the distractions, fight against the lies, that they can guard their heart and keep their feet fixed on their vision fixed on you and their feet fixed on the secure path with you, never straying from your truth, never taking off the sturdy belt of truth. We thank you for it, God. I thank you for ministering to each heart and life. I thank you that with revelation will come the manifestation of healing. I declare sickness and pain to go in Jesus' name, because it does not belong in these temples of the Holy Spirit. I thank you, God, both for those who are watching on social media or those who are here in the sanctuary, that we just begin to feel your presence as we focus on you, God, and that you just melt away pain. It must go. Headaches must go. Migraines must go in the name of Jesus. I see like shallow breathing. Go in Jesus' name. Fill the lungs with your Ruha breath of life, your Ruha breath of air, God. We receive, we believe, and we receive, just like we read about in the scripture. Thank you, God. We believe, we receive. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha. Thank you, God. And that we will receive what your word has spoken to us, God, when we stay guarding our hearts, when we stay anchored and tethered to you. I thank you, God, for ministering to each heart and life. I thank you because you're so good. In Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thanks for listening to this episode of My Father's House podcast. We hope you'll subscribe to hear our latest updates. My Father's House is a non-denominational Christian church located at 5712 Bass Road in Fort Wayne, Indiana. We invite you to visit us by checking schedule information at mfhfw.org. At our website, you can also support the work of My Father's House with your tax-deductible donation. We pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers.